Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
早安, 弟兄姐妹们。
What a blessing it is for me to be here with you this afternoon.
真是感谢主，让我有机会在你们中间。
And I praise God for your faithfulness all these many years here in Highland Park.
感谢主，你们有这么强的信仰，这么多年来在我们Highland Park 的教堂。
Now I should have said 你好，你好吗？
他说要讲中文，你好，你好吗？
上帝祝福您。Right?
上帝祝福你们。
okay. Okay, I would like to introduce my family very briefly. My wife, Delia.
太太 Delia.
My son, Armando.
儿子
Armando.
Adamango.
And one daughter, Angelina.
Angelina, 女儿，大女儿。
And my other daughter, Amelia.
Amelia, 二女儿。
Amelia wanted to wear her special Chinese dress.
Amelia 今天特别穿了那个特别的中国礼服。
Okay, for the occasion today.
为我们这个特别日子。
I praise the Lord how He has used them these last couple of years.
感谢主啊，神用使用了他们这么多年来。
So by way of testimony, by God's grace, back in 1998, I repented and believed in Jesus Christ.
在牧师呢，在1998年的时候呢，就是信了主那个奉献给主。
Born again back in 1998, and this was soon followed by biblical believers' baptism.
那就是在1998年的时候，他说他因为信主而重生了。
And the Lord then eventually led us to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that held the sound doctrine very much like Pastor Wong.
所以呢，这个我们的那个所属的教会呢，就是用那个圣经上所那个所讲的话，按照圣经的旨意来做一切事情的。
And God soon enough humbled me at the age of 45, after 20 plus years of experience in corporate America, to learn more about His words.
神呢，在那个在我的那个45岁的时候呢，指引我，让我在20年的在美国的公司工作以后呢，让我能够放下一切来奉献主。
So eventually, I left corporate America, General Electric, Microsoft, and now the Lord has been gracious to give us an evangelistic, a preaching, teaching, and writing ministry.
那他在那个 GE 和这些那个大公司工作了这么多年以后呢，那个放下一切呢，来就是给大家来做那个侍奉他来那个的讲道。
So please pray for us as we seek the Lord's will for our lives.
请大家为我们祷告，让我们能够更加好的侍奉主。
And Pastor Wong, thank you for your gracious hospitality as well.
感谢那个黄牧师很好的接待他们一家。
We had a wonderful time in Tawako with Pastor Moses and Pastor Stephen and Pastor Wong, everyone. We had a great time.
他们在 Tawako 呢也有那个度过了相当美好的时光，在那个 Tawako 的那个杨牧师的教会。
And he is correct. We both went to Rutgers. We did not meet at Rutgers, though.
虽然我和太太都去了 Rutgers 念书，但是我们不是在 Rutgers 认识的。
Because I am much older.
因为他年纪更大一点。
Yeah, but I lived in Highland Park 30 years ago.
但是呢，三十年前我是住在高原地这个附近的。
Somewhere back here, I don't know where, but okay. Prior to the sermon, I would like to briefly state what to expect, and I'll put this up here: what to expect and how to best bring God glory during a bilingual service.
那我今天要讲的是一个pride 就是骄傲这个一个事情，就是说在我们这个信神的路上，这个骄傲这个是怎么来影响我们的。
All will be repeated literally for God's truths and God's words.
那我们这里呢是要用神的话呢，那个神的真理来那个讲解。
My translator will take latitude only if I say jokes.
他说如果我那个讲笑话的话呢，就是可以跳过去。
Okay, use the 15-20 second intervals where you don't understand what is being said for prayer and scripture meditation. Redeem the time.
那我们呢就是用几分钟时间呢来想一想我们是怎么用来用那个圣经里面的话来思考。
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Okay. Someone may ask the question, can I contribute even if I don't understand Mandarin or English?
他说如果说你不懂那个中文的话还能够来做奉献吗？
Well, if you feel the Holy Spirit leading you to say Amen or Alleluia, go right ahead.
如果呢，圣灵让你有那个激动，有那个冲动来讲哈利路亚的话，你就已经准备好了。
Okay. Amen and Alleluia are Hebrew words translated into the Greek, transliterated into then English, Spanish, Mandarin, all the languages. They mean the same thing.
如果我讲哈利路亚，不管是那个翻译成中文也好，希伯来语也好，其他各种语言的意思是一样的。
And you may impress someone next to you into thinking you know another language.
也许你隔壁那个人，你以为他不知道，哎，他还是懂的。
Okay. But just as importantly, there is a biblical precedent for a bilingual service.
在那个就是那个圣经，它还是里面，就是我们教会还是有这个双语的这个那个圣经的那个语言的。
And this is not part of the sermon, but in Nehemiah chapter 8, the first 8 or 9 verses.
那在以西在圣经的以西米记里面，它有这个一段呢，是讲到了这个双语的那个认识，对圣经的认识。
150 years after the Babylonian conquest of Judah and the destruction of the temple and the dispersion of the Jews，
在那个巴比伦尼那个时候，150年那个时候，他就是就是他。要到那里去那个传这个道的时候就已经那个在犹太人中间就已经讲到了这个。
The Bible tells us of a fascinating gathering that occurred right after the walls of Jerusalem were built.
那圣经里面讲到了这个在那个耶路撒冷这个墙那个造起来以后的事情。
The priest and scribe Ezra was reading from the Torah from an elevated wooden pulpit built specifically for that occasion.
那个时候呢，他就是在那个站在那个特别就是造的那个高起来的这地方来讲这个道。
Reading the passage closely, some scholars believe that the Jewish multitude had lost their ability to understand Hebrew, and that understanding was now replaced.With Aramaic.
他那个时候呢，被相信说，犹太人呢，在那个时候已经就是不是这么能够认识了解这个用希伯来语讲的这个，但是现在呢，用这个另外一个语言来讲。
And as you know, Aramaic was spoken during the time of Jesus Christ, and parts of Ezra, parts of Daniel, and there are certain words in the New Testament that are all Aramaic.
那这 Aramaic 这个语言呢，就是在那个时候呢，是被广泛应用的。
So while Ezra read and preached in Hebrew, quite possibly the 13 Levites that were in the multitude were giving the sense in Aramaic.
所以当时他如果是又在用那个希伯来语那个传道的时候呢，他就是用那个这个方式呢，就是让很多那另外一个语言的人也能够理解。
So in essence, it was a bilingual service.
所以那个就是双语的一个解释。
And by the way, they started preaching from sun up to about midday, 5 to 6 hours.
所以呢，他们那个时候是从那个太阳升起来以后呢，就是一直连续的传道，要讲5天。
Slightly more than I'm preaching today.
比我今天要讲的当然就多一点点了。
Okay, Pastor Wong, yes, okay. All right. Well, with that introduction behind us,
从这个介绍以后,
The Lord has placed in my heart to preach about the most heinous and evil of all sins found in Scripture.
那这里呢，就讲到了，就是我们的这个圣经里面讲到了所有这些，就是由罪引起的这一切。
It is a sin that God calls an abomination.
啊，那这个是神所提到的。
It isn't lying. It isn't theft. It isn't adultery. It isn't even murder.
嗯，是一种，那是一种谎言，是一种那个就是那个。就是那不好的一些淫乱，那些各种的那个错犯。
It is a sin that every one of you have, and that I have, and that we have to battle daily.
所以呢，其实我们每个人都有罪，所以呢，我们每一天都在那个跟这个罪在那个争斗。
This evil is none other than the sin of pride.
这个罪呢，就是骄傲。
You may be saying, Luis, Dr. Ruiz, you are mistaken. You don't know me. I don't have any pride.
那也许你会说 ，Dr. Ruiz， 我其实你不知道我，你不懂得我，我不是一个骄傲的人。
Well, if that was your response, let me lovingly put a couple of verses up on the screen.
那其实这个是你的想法，让我来那个给你们看看这几。
First John 1 verses 8 and 10.
约翰一书的那个八到十节。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
如果我们说我们是没有罪的话呢，那其实是欺骗的。
And in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him God a liar, and his word is not in us.
那他说，如果我们说自己是没有犯过罪的话，其实他就是说神是在说谎了，他的道就不在我们心里了。
So one, the first verse in verse 8 is present tense, and then one is past tense. Present tense and past tense.
这个是他现在式跟过去式都在里面了。
So as we will see this afternoon, the sin of pride operates so much at a foundational level that we don't even notice its existence in our lives.
所以呢，这些讲到了，就说其实这些是已经在我们的心里面了，是一在那个根基，我们自己没有意识到。
That is why Christians have an easier time admitting to sins of the flesh, like lying.Stealing and even adultery before they would admit to pride.
所以呢，我们基督徒呢，其实对我们一些其他的罪呢，就是比较容易来承认，比如说是欺骗啦，那些淫乱啦，这些过错呢，比较容易那个认识到来认罪。
And that was a very surprising discovery for me as I did the research for the book a couple of years ago.
那对我就是几年前我做了一个研究，那个写书的时候做了一个研究，让我很惊讶。
So because of its deceptiveness, pride can be called the chameleon sin because it always disguises and camouflages itself as an other sin.
所以呢，骄傲呢是一个那个就是不容易在看到的，在表面上不容易看到的一个罪。
So this will hopefully become evident as we search the scriptures together.
所以呢，让我们在那个读经的时候呢，让我们能够来看到这里面所讲的。
So there are many verses that we can put. We're just going to use three today to establish what God thinks of pride.
我们今天呢，就是要用三个那个经文来讲这个怎么来那个防止这个骄傲这么的罪。
Proverbs 21:4, a high look and a proud heart in the plowing of the wicked is sin.
他这里那个箴言书的二十一章四节说，恶人发达，眼高心傲，这乃是罪。
Proverbs 16:5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord.
这里箴言书的十六章五节呢，又讲到了。凡心里骄傲的，为耶和华所争恶，虽然是联手，他必不免了那个被罚。
And Proverbs 6:16, these six things doth the Lord hate; yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And the first one he mentions is a proud look.
这里呢有讲到了说，箴言书的六章十六、十七节说，耶和华憎恶的有六样，连他心里所憎恶的有七样。
From these three verses, we can establish that God calls pride sin. He hates pride. He calls it wickedness, and he calls it an abomination. Just from these three passages.
所以呢，这里三段经文我们念呢，就是讲到了说，神呢让我们意识到这个骄傲呢是一个罪，而且这个罪呢是存在我们心里的。那我们要如何来面对，来那个啊？就是来防止这样子的罪，因为他是憎恶这个骄傲这个罪。
So the scriptures don't define pride, but there are many faithful, accurate definitions, and I'm just going to put up a couple for you this morning.
那个圣经里面不直接讲骄傲是如何，但是好几段经文里面呢有提到什么样的行为是在显示骄傲。
Pride is the mindset of self.A master's mindset rather than that of a servant.
所以这里讲到了骄傲呢是一种那个自我的一个意识，他说你是用那个主人的意识在想，而不是以一个谦卑的侍奉者的意识在想。
Pride consists in attributing to ourselves the honor, privileges, rights and power that are due to God alone.
所以这个骄傲呢，它是就是从那个里面讲到，我们是自我，我们觉得自己很荣耀，又是有那个权力，又有权柄，就是都在神之上。
It is the very root of sin because pride at its core is idolatry of self.
所以这里呢就讲到了说这个自傲骄傲的这一个那个根基呢，是在我们在那个以自己为主。
And the last one is, most sins turn us away from God, but pride is a direct attack upon God.
这里讲说，很多的罪呢，都让我们呢离神远去，但是骄傲呢，是最大的一个，就是那攻击神的那个行为。
It lifts our hearts above Him, and pride seeks to dethrone God, dethrone Him, and enthrone ourselves.
所以呢，骄傲呢，让我们呢把一切呢看在高于神之上，让我们呢就是在那个背神而去。
So these definitions have in common that they are anthropocentric, which is the belief that all things revolve around man.
所以呢，骄傲呢，这个自傲让我们呢，就是看把一切呢都看的看不上，就觉得自我中心，就是一切都是以我为尊。
This belief represents the essential philosophies of humanism, atheism, and evolutionism, and they are satanic to the core.
所以呢，这个呢，就是讲到了，就是我们这人性当中的这个这个一个很重要的部分。
So now that we know what God thinks of pride, and we've sort of defined it, it would be helpful to understand how it tangibly.Manifests itself in our lives.
所以让我们能够了解，就是骄傲的那个所带给的所造成的罪，是让我们能够在面对这个，能够来知道怎么来那个做好。
So two things. Scripture has hundreds of examples. We could spend hours here. We're not. So just to make sure. And secondly, no one possesses every manifestation that I'm going to put up, but everyone possesses some of them.
所以呢，我们那个不用有很多很多的那个例子来讲是怎么骄傲的，所以我们今天不会用这么多时间来讲。但是呢，这里面所讲到的很多种那个骄傲的行为呢，其实我们每个人都说多多少少会有一些。
First one, being pride manifests itself in being angry, irritable, impatient, or withdrawing.
所以这里来讲到你就是没有耐心，然后常常就是就是很那个愤怒的，很那个很浮躁，很被激躁的这样子的，这也是一种。
Manifests itself in having an inflated view of your importance and your abilities.
因为讲到了就是说你扩大你自己本身的那个重要性 你的能力。
Focusing on the lack of gifts, abilities, or perceived success is also pride.
那这就是你还那个看到就是注重在那个你的那个本身的那个那个优点，还有就是你的那个能力这些呢，那个还有就是这些都是一种那个骄傲的形象。
And look at the two extremes. On one hand, we have
所以呢，这是讲两方面的。一方面是讲，如果说你觉得我是什么都是特别厉害的，我这最好的，那也是一种骄傲。那另外一方面，如果你把自己贬低到说我什么都不行，就是我那个都一切都不好，这也是一种骄傲。
And they both have a focus on self.
其实这两种都是以你自己为中心。
It's consumed with what others think.
是因为他这次就是想到，就是让你那个让别人来怎么看你。
Sometimes it's about talking too much, talking about yourself or talking about others in gossip.
那个也许就是也时候是加上你讲很多都是以你自己为中心讲的一些话。
Seeking independence or control is prideful because the proud person has a problem being under authority.
那个就是你要那个寻找就是有独立自主，就是不要来那个影响别人，那人家来那个自主你，这也是一种骄傲。
It's a lack of compassion.
没有那个同情心。
A lack of gratitude in general.
没有那个感恩的心。
Sometimes it's deceitfully covering up our sins and faults and mistakes because we don't want anyone to know that we're not perfect.
那个遮盖你自己的各种那个错误跟那个罪的，也是一种自傲。
It's ignoring advice.
那个不听劝告。
It's being unteachable, which is the same thing, an extension.
也不听教诲。
It's sometimes pride manifests itself in being a perfectionist to feel good about yourself or getting recognition.
那个另外一种就是说你常常要自我完美，要想是用最好的分让人家看到你最好的一面，其实这也是一种骄傲。
But let me be clear, we should do the best we should do for our Lord. Amen?
那我要很清楚地告诉我们，我们是要做到最好，但是我们是为神而做。
But when the Lord knows when we're doing the best for him or for ourselves.
神会知道说他这个你做到最好，你是在为你自己努力还是为神。
It's using the evil tongue, being sarcastic or hurting someone, degrading.
用你的舌来那个讲那个恶毒的话攻击别人，那个也是一种那个叫。
It's minimizing my own sin and maximizing the sin of others. It's me seeing the mote in your eye and ignoring the beam in my eye.
那如果说你来那个缩小你自己的罪，来扩大别人的罪，让人家看到别人的罪是多的，那也是一种骄傲。
Not admitting when you're wrong.
那也那个不承认有错误。
Sometimes we can admit that we're wrong, but then we don't ask for forgiveness.
那有时候呢，你是认了错，但是呢，你并没有要求原谅。
A lack of biblical prayer, a lack of reading the Bible, a lack of being in fellowship with one another.
不常常念圣经，不常常跟大家交通，然后就是以我为中心，也是一种骄傲。
Sometimes it's being defensive or blame shifting.
那有时候你很那个自卫，就是很那个就是很不让人家接近你，也是一种骄傲。
Remember Adam, he blamed God for the woman that he gave him.
那你记不记得亚当他那个责怪那个是神给他的那个妇人。
And remember Eve, she blamed the serpent.
就是他那个
serpent.
Serpent,
Being jealous or envious.
那个嫉妒也是一种。
A lack of service. Remember, we saw earlier that a proud person wants to be served, not to serve.
那个你不常常那个侍奉别人，你希望被人家来侍奉你，也是一种骄傲。
Use others for gain.
那个用别人来获得，让你自己得利，也是一种骄傲。
Interestingly, sometimes people who are not saved can be nice.
很有意思是有时候那些还没信主的人，哎，那很 nice， 就是很不错，人蛮好的。
But the moment you stop giving them what they want, they may stop being nice.
但是如果说你给了他他想要的东西的时候，他就不会对你很好了。
Because there was always a motive for gain.
所以呢，因为他一直有这个想法，想要得到什么。
Pride people need to get all the attention.
那要很想获得注意力，全部的注意力在他也是一种。
Could be my hair.
也许是我的头发。
What I wear.
或者是穿的衣服。
Tattoos.
或者是tattoo那个。
But it's to get attention. No, look at me.
这都是一种想要得到那个自我那个注意力的那个一种。
Pride can also manifest itself in not having close relationships.
那也是另外一种，就是说他不想跟人接近，有好的那个关系。
And there are three reasons. One is because you're always arguing. Two, it can be you think I don't need anyone. Three, because you're afraid of getting hurt. But they're all pride.
那一种呢，就是说你觉得说。 一天到晚都跟人家争论，那也是一种；另外一种就是说，你不想被伤到，所以你跟人就是保持距离，这都是一种那个骄傲。
So, where does pride come from?
那这个骄傲是哪里来的呢？
Many scriptures state this, but our Lord and Savior, Mark 7:21-22, states that from within, out of the heart of men, proceed many things, and one of them is pride.
这里呢就讲到了，马可福音里面就讲到了，人呢是在追求很多东西的，他在追求很多东西当中，其中其实一种就是那一种骄傲。This
issue of the heart is tied also to the Bible's first record of pride.
那这里也讲到了，就是圣经里面讲到了第一种这个被记载的那个骄傲的那个行为。
The first record of pride is the rebellion of Lucifer, eventually Satan, and of the angels.
那这个呢，就是讲到了那个Lucifer，就是他那个变成后来是变成啥，因为他没办法那个接受别人的忠告，所以后来就是那个撒旦的这一种形式。
And this is found in Ezekiel 28:11-19.
Ezekiel 以佛所说的那个。 以西结书的那个十八节，
and also in Isaiah 14:11-14，
还有以赛亚书的十四章那个十三到十四节。
So let me read this. For thou hast said in thine heart. By the way, this is the Lord speaking through the prophet Isaiah, speaking of what Satan had in his heart.
这就是讲到，就是说，撒旦心里在想的什么。
For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven.
他说我要那个在人之上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
我会在所有的那个神之上。
I will sit also upon the mountain of congregation in the sides of the north.
所以就说他我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要升到高云之上。
I will be like the Most High.
我要与至上者同等。
Lucifer desired a position of prominence to be exalted above all. That's what he wanted.
所以他就是想要说，变成就是在一切人的之上。
He was not satisfied that all that was given to him, possibly being number two, was not sufficient.
他呢，对这个已经得到了所有一切，但是是被在第二，他还是不够，他觉得不足。
The irony is that nothing that he had in heaven was earned; it was all given to him by Creator God.
其实呢，这所有他有的这一切呢，都是创造者神所给的，并不是他自己。
He essentially became, he started comparing his position to God, and once he start comparing yourself to someone else, it takes the sin form of covetousness, which is then part of that chameleon nature of pride.
所以呢，当他在得到所有这一切的时候还不自足，他还在跟那个最高者比较，他想要成为这么一个最高者的那个时候呢，这就是形成了那个骄傲的罪。
So quite possibly the most essential aspect of this passage is that the five I wills originated from Lucifer's heart.
所以呢，这个五点这讲到的我要呢，就是从 Lucifer 他心里想出来的，就想的事情。
And Satan has a heart, not a heart that pumps blood, but he does have a heart. The Bible tells us.
他这里讲到就说他是有心，他有这个心，但是他心这个心里不是只有就是那个有血肉的心，还是那个有他自己的一套。
Pastor Wong, maybe it's a black heart. What do you think?
也许是一个黑的心吧。
Maybe.
是不是啊
？Okay. How about today's Christians? How about us? Have we done the best job at differentiating ourselves from the world with that ever-present sin of pride?
那我们讲到现在我们在座的基督徒，我们基督徒们是不是也是想要说跟外面的世界比，让我们是跟人家不一样呢？
Sadly, far too many people revolve their lives, and Christians revolve their lives around those "I will" statements.
其实呢，很可悲的是，很多基督徒呢，他们在生活当中呢，也常常是就在这个就是我要怎么样，我要怎么样的这个周围在转。
I will do well in school.
我想要在学校里面做得很好。
I will go on a date with this person.
我想要跟那个人约会。
I will go to this college.
我要去这个大学。
I will get this job.
我要拿到这个工作。
I will marry this person.
我要跟这个人结婚。
I will buy this car and this house.
我要买这部车，要买这个房子。
I will have this many children.
我要这么多的小孩子。
I will go to this church.
我要去这个教堂。
And I will only speak to the people I like.
我只要跟我喜欢的人讲话。
Never submitting to God's will and asking, Lord, is this what you want for my life?
但是从来没有面对神来问问看，神这是不是你所想我要的呢？
So after the rebellion of Satan, he had to endure these two humans that were created in the image of God, that were given dominion over the earth and every living being on it.
所以这个撒旦呢，就想到的是说，他想要在这个世界上啊，做到就是能够得到这一切的东西，在这住在这个在这个世上不需要神。
They were even allowed to reproduce something that wasn't allowed for Satan.
他们这个世界还就造的是有这个对撒旦能够需要的事情。
So now we're going to enter into speculation and conjecture.
那我们这里要想特别来那个想象一下。
Satan may not have been able to tolerate this anymore. So what did he could have said, how can I simultaneously ruin these two beings, get back at the Creator, and start my program for world dominance?
所以呢，也许撒旦都还在那个想到说，他要来重新想说，我要怎么来那个看这到这两个那个被造的人之前，然后来到我们的创造者之前呢，我可不可以重新来做一个新的那个来主宰这个世界？
And that's not in the Bible, by the way.
这个不是在圣经上讲的。
Just conjecture. So his idea was to execute a second subtle campaign.This time to appeal to the pride of humans.
所以这里呢就讲到了，就是第二个，就是他想要就是让就是人来得到，就是说他怎么来最就是得到他想要的东西。
Why not? Satan may have thought I had already been successful at waging a similar program, a similar campaign with 1/3 of his brethren.
那撒旦也许就想，我已经这个最之前的这个campaign 已经非常成功了，所以呢，已经得到了三分之一的人，就是有这个权柄。
This is when Satan's pride through the chameleon nature turns into gossip and slander.
所以这里就是有就是撒旦的这个行为呢，就是有那个讲到了我们圣经里面另外一段。
So now the plan needed execution.
那这个现在要做这个事情了。
The first step would be to possess a serpent again.
那是这里又讲到要有一个蛇。
And once disguised, what would he do? He would cast doubt upon God's directives.
那这个要讲的就是说，就是用直接来那个做这对面对神来那个做这个事情。
A misrepresentation of God's very words.
他是不是是真实那个代表神的。
So here's when pride.Turns into deceit because Satan now starts quoting half truths.
那这样子呢，就是撒旦呢所讲到的，它是只有一半是真理。
Is half truth a word in Mandarin?
半
half truth.
Half truth 半假的，半真半假。
Because half truth is a lie.
半真半假是一个谎言。
Okay, very good. Okay, so.In Genesis 3:1, the serpent said, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden?
那个箴言书三章六节讲到，箴言书第三章嘛，创世纪第三章，他说第一，
Genesis
3:1.创世纪三章耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾蛇对女人说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
This is important because here Satan conveniently quotes Genesis 2:16But omits Genesis 2:17.
那这里呢也讲到了那个 Genesis 十。
You don't have to read it.
十六。
I don't have to read it. Okay.
Just saying. 他就是讲到了十。
So he in Genesis he quotes Genesis 2:16, but omits conveniently Genesis 2:17. Omits it.
他就是讲到了创世纪里面呢 他讲到了十六节但是呢他把那个十七节呢就是去掉了
He avoids the context of the passage
他呢就是不想讲就是 要去掉那个这个里面的那个内容
To this day Satan uses that tactic of pulling a verse out of context to create confusionAnd doctrinal heresies.
撒旦呢，他是断章取义的，把圣经里面呢，把取他所想要的那个讲的，想要听的，把那个其他呢，就把它去掉了。
So when someone gives you a verse, be a Berean, read it in the context, the chapter, and the book.
所以呢，就讲到了，就是他所讲的，就是不是这个书里面，这圣经里面全部的，只是部分的断章取义的一部分。
So after everything was said by the serpent, here's the response.
在那个蛇所讲到了这所有一切以后呢，就是这里是那个他的回答。
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband and he did eat.
所以呢，这里就讲到了这个妇人呢，就是她就是拿了这个这个果子呢，就是吃了，还给她的先生吃了。
So we're just establishing the foundation of pride today. That's what we're doing.
这就是我们今天讲的那个这个根基。
Satan's direct attack appealed to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
所以呢，撒旦呢，就是利用人的这些那个人的那个我们眼睛所看到的，我们耳朵想听到的这些，我们想这个意识形态里面想要的一些东西。
And that is found in 1 John 2:16.
这里呢又讲到了那个回到我们那个约翰一书那个十六节里面。
So when you read 1 John 2:16, many believe that there's a connection to Genesis 3:6.
所以呢，约翰一章那个约翰一书讲到了这，其实很多事跟这个是有关联的。
So hence the fall of man, like the fall of angels, is 100% inextricably tied to pride.
所以呢，这个啊，说来这个那个天使的到来，然后这个啊，这一切呢，都是跟我们的啊那个自我这个骄傲是有关的。
So pride isn't just spoken about in early civilization, it's spoken about in the last days.
所以呢，骄傲并不是在我们早期的这里面所提到的问题，是我们现在目前也会碰到的。
A very familiar passage in 2 Timothy 3:1-4, I won't read it all, but it says, This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, boasters, heady,high-minded, proud, all synonyms for pride and being haughty.
所以呢，这里这个提摩太后书呢也讲到了这个提摩太后书的三章。Sorry, it's a little slow. Okay.三章的四节说卖主卖友任意狂妄自高自大爱宴乐不爱神有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开
And we are in the last days we have been we still are until the rapture the tribulation the second coming of our Lord we are in the last days presently
我们呢在这个最后是那个上帝第二次来到的时候呢就是我们在这个这一个环境里面
So much more can be said but based on what we started I wanted to share this with you and so pride or the loss of humility is the root of every sin and every evil the root
所以呢，你这个自傲呢，那个没有谦卑，这就是我们这个这些罪的这个根子。
If you look at the Ten Commandments, you can't get to any of those sins without first passing through pride.
所以你如果看到这个十诫里面所讲到的罪呢，如果你没有那个通过这个自傲这一点呢，就是很多罪都在里面的。
Pride is the most dangerous sin.
自傲呢是最危险的一个罪。
Oftentimes hidden, and when not hidden, impossible to tame.
所以呢，常常我们会碰到那个这种情景。
So, I spent a lot of time in the book about this, but I'm just going to hit a few of the consequences of pride.
所以我呢就是写了很多在我书里面但是这里要提到了几点
Pride, the Bible says that after pride comes destruction and a fall
所以你如果是骄傲的话呢一定会跌倒
There's shame
也是那个会有那个羞耻羞辱
We're brought low, we're humbled
那个就是谦卑。
Our heart is deceived when we're exhibiting pride.
那如果就没有那个就没有同情心了。
We receive the devil's condemnation.
所以那个罪就在那个我们里面就是出来了。
There's contention when there's pride.
就是你就有很就是。
Contention is arguing, strife, disagreements.
所以你就变得很那个，你的个性就很强，你就很想跟人家争论不谦卑。
Who has ever had an argument here with someone?
有谁对跟别人有那个争论呢
？Oh no, only some people. Okay, just me.
只有这几个人吗
？Okay, the Bible says when you have an argument, it says every contention comes only by pride. Only.
在你跟别人争论的时候呢，就是说到底呢，你心底里就是那个自骄傲在作证。
So when two people argue, it's because they both have pride.
两个人在争论的时候，因为他们两个人都有自己的骄傲的一面。
Make sense?
是吗？
Think about it. When we have pride, we're resisted by God.
所以呢，我们在那个心里有骄傲的时候呢，我们就是远离神。
And if our pride rejects Jesus Christ, we will suffer God's wrath for eternity in hell.
那如果我们是骄傲的人呢，是我们有罪，我们就会在那个将来呢就会那个受罪。
So now we've come to the core of the matter.
那现在我们要讲到主要的事情了。
Pride made redemption through Jesus Christ necessary.
那个我们的骄傲这个罪呢，让我们那个有这个必要呢，从神里面来赎罪。
In other words, God's plan of salvation was enacted because of pride.
神所给我们准备的那个救赎呢，就是从我们，因为我们有这个自傲的罪在里面。
Likewise, pride keeps a born-again, regenerated soul from growing in Christ and from experiencing the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc.
所以骄傲呢，让我们呢，就是没办法从就是神里面来赎罪，就是让我们有那个得到神，在神里面得到喜乐。
So my plea to you is if you're born again, brother and sister in Christ, to confess that sin of pride to the Lord and submit all to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你在主里面重生的话呢，那你就是要就是远离这个骄傲，让我能够谦卑下来，在神里面能真正得到喜乐。
The Bible tells us that the Lord wants to exalt the humble.
这里讲到了，就是主要让那些谦卑的人那个升起来。
So with all of that, what is then or what lies the great struggle for eternal life? The great struggle for eternal life.
那这里要讲到说是什么样的那个才不是谎言，就是有那个就是永生这样子的那个挣扎呢？
It lies entirely in the battle, the war between pride and humility.
所以呢，如果我们要得到永生的话呢，我们就要战胜这个自傲这么一个征战。
It is evil pride that keeps an unbeliever from humbling himself or herself and accepting the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，因为骄傲呢，让我们呢没办法呢谦卑下来，来接受在主面前接受他来就是来就是得救。
And there may be people here this morning who think that.They can go to heaven because of their good deeds.
那也许在座的人有些想说你一定会去天堂，因为你是个好人。
It's only pride that can make someone think that they're good enough to get to heaven, and that God would ignore the times we've disrespected our parents, the times we've lied, the times we've been angry, the times we've done everything to dishonor God.
只有那很骄傲的人才会这样想说，你会那个到那个天堂，神会就是没有看到你这过去的对他的不尊重，那些谎言，那些那个骄傲所那个引起的各种各样的罪。
So if you are here and you have no idea where you would spend eternity after you die, then by God's grace you have been drawn to this preaching this afternoon.
如果呢你还不知道说你怎么样做才能够将到天堂去呢，那今天下午你在这里呢就是一个好的开端。
Pastor Wong or I can show you from the Bible how one can repent of their sins and accept Jesus Christ as Lord.
黄牧师在我们教会呢就能够带领大家说我们能够如何来洗清我们的罪恶，能够在那个接受主来到将来到天堂。
You no longer have to live as an enemy of Christ and of God.
你不应该那个跟主是跟神是一个那个敌人的关系。
Today could be your day of salvation. Just see us afterwards today.
今天也许就是你的得救的日子。
Why don't we bow our heads and close in prayer?
让我们再一起低头祷告。
Dear precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to worship you in a free environment.
天父，我们真是感谢你，让我们有这么美好的机会，让我们在这个环境里面来自由的来那个敬拜你。
We pray, Lord, that you purge us of this evil pride that is keeping us carnal and keeping us anemic as believers.
神，我们感谢你，让我们能够看到，让我们意识到这个骄傲，让我们远离那个神的。
We pray, Lord, if there's anyone here who does not have the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you stir their hearts, Lord, and convict them.
神啊，我们那个感谢主，让今天能够那些人他心里还不能够接受主，请你那个在他们心里能够激起那个激情，能够来看到主，能够接受。
That they can be born again, that they can be a new creature and be at peace with you.
他们可以重生，他们可以变成一个基督徒，能够在里面，在主里面能够得到喜乐。
Lord, thank you for all of your blessings.
父神啊，我们感谢您所有的那个祝福。
And we pray for this dear congregation, all the saints here in Highland Park, that this church may be lifted up and do things that they've never done in your name, Lord.
父神，我们感谢你能够我们求主能够看顾保守，让我们这个 Highland Park 的教会能够重新振兴。
We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' holy, matchless name. Amen.
我们以神的荣耀来感谢主。
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.